All right, here we are.
B'chol ha-be'erois, all of the wells. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam shakol li'ei be'erai. B'chol ha-be'erois, all the wells, asher chafra avdei aviv, b'nei Avraham sit aviv. All of the wells, at which, asher chafra avdei aviv, which were dug by the servants of his father, b'nei Avraham, aviv, sit nun polishtim v'yim al mafar. Okay, so this is a very interesting story in the Torah, which is very difficult to understand what in the world is going on here. Why does someone even bother to tell us this? There were wells. There were all these wells, and these wells that were dug who's over here speaking over here? Okay, this is Yitzhak. Okay, Yitzhak over here. Well, not Yitzhak.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What's going on over here? Am I in the right place? Yeah. Vayigdal ho'ish, vayelech ho'lech v'gadal hikili. We did that. We did this yesterday. Vayilo miknei tzendek nevokar, v'aludu rabo. Yitzhak gets married. Yitzhak has two children. And Yitzhak now... Right, this is before Yitzhak gets old. Fine. Yitzhak is very wealthy and he has wells. The wells are shachafu avdei aviv. So what's the repetition over here? The servants of his father, who is his father? Avraham, b'mei Avraham aviv, sitmon polishim v'yimal mafar. Avraham avinu dug wells, and then not Avraham himself, Avraham's servants, they dug wells, and then Avraham died, whatever. And then the polishim, they took these wells that were dug by the servants of Avraham, and they closed them up. The polishim closed them up. So what does Rashi say on this? Rashi says, Sitvum polishtim b'bnei sha'amu takolahim lanu. B'bnei hagayosoi sabo salenu. Tamonun polishtoi. Okay, the word, so then he quotes the Targum. The thing over here is, these wells, they were a takola lanu because of the armies. These wells are in our way because when the armies come, somehow doesn't really say what the problem is. Why are these wells a problem for the Plishtim? Tamoinun Plishtoei, Loshan Stima. They close it. Loshan HaTalmud, Metamte Mesalev. It is Metamte, it closes up the heart. Now, why would these wells be a Takola? Maybe you would suggest that when the enemy lays siege to a city, they need supplies, they need food, they need water. And if there are wells out in the field, then an enemy can come and lay siege to the cities of the Plishtim, and then they're not going to suffer, they're going to have plenty of water to drink, because they will partake from the water of these wells. Okay, let's see what Targum says. Targum is V'chol Beirin, Dicha Faru Avdei Avuho, all of the wells that were dug by the servants of my father, b'yoyme in the days of Avraham avuri, tamoynun pelishtoe, the pelishtim they closed up, umiloynun afra, they filled up with earth. Now these two terms, these two things are really a contradiction. If it says sitmum, doesn't that, sitmum means to do what? They closed. What does it mean to close? You can close a well one of two ways. You can put a lid on top, or you can fill it up with earth. So when it says here sitmum, you get the impression that they put a lid. But then it says vayimal mofar, they filled it up with earth. So what is it? Is it earth? What exactly do they do over here? So let's take a look and see what it says over here, any insight into what the Targum and Rashi are trying to point out. By taking a look over here in Pasuk, this is Pasuk Tes Vav. Here it is. V'chol ha-be'erois. So just Timunin Lashon Stima. Doesn't say anything over here. In this sefer, in the Ma'atzari, Parshas Toldos. Pasuk Chavav. What does it say over here? Any insight into what happened with these wells? Sitmun polishtoi, pasik tesvav. What is it over here? Tumu loshen stima. The chisui v'ein loshen hatmana. ויש וכן יש מפרש של נתמס עם בום בלשן סטים הסלב ודיר חזר טומטום אשר סוסם וניר לא זכלוס טומטום, וואי, look at this ותאג בלשן נקבה והסם גולי בער אשר אשר אבל לא קלוש נקוס אוקיי, so over here at least he says one interesting symbol in טומטום and דירויגנס. Everyone you learn daf gemara, everyone knows that there are two different types of children, Rahman Lutzlam, that are not, unfortunately, they're not normal. And that is if they're zachus and nakus. So what is an androgynous? An androgynous is a person that has both simonim. On the one hand, he has the organs of an isha, of a woman. Mitzad sheni, he has the organs of a male. Is both a zohar and a nekeva, some type of very great defect. A tumtum is a person who has the organs of, well, it's covered. We don't know what he has. It's not so clear how he's able to survive if the orifices, the openings are closed, but that portion, the ivarm of the person are concealed, and we do not know if he is a zohar or a nekeva. So the word tumtum means it's covered. Tumtum is a person, a blazer, everyone's leaving us. It's just me and you. Okay, so tumtum is a person that has both of the zachus and the nakvus that is covered. Sitmum pelishtim. So it says here that the wells were tamoinun pilishtoi. It was covered. There was a covering that came upon the wells, which now you don't even know there's a well there. Just like a person who's the zachus and the nakvus, the simonim, if he's a male or a female, are concealed because there is flesh covering that area that should not be there because of some type of mutation, some type of defect that happened to this person when he was formed. So it's interesting that that's the etymology, we see the similarity of the word. All right, let's go to the next pasuk. Vayoymer Avimelech Yitzhak lech meivan ki yotzamtum min moedav milchset Yitzhak leave. Leave because you're too powerful for us. Okay, vayel ardu nalu pasuk v'yelch misham Yitzhak v'yicham nach legorar v'yikosham. Yitzhak, he left and he lived in the Nachal of Gerar and he dwelt there. So let's see what the Rashi says in this pasuk. There is no Rashi in this pasuk and Nachal Gerar, rochoik min ha'ir. Okay, very far away from the Pelishtim. Avimelech, remember, Avimelech abducted. This was previous Aliyah. Avimelech abducted Sarah, and because he abducted Sarah, he was punished. A whole long conversation, a whole long Aliyah, he was punished, and therefore he was almost punished. He didn't actually take her. That was in the second Aliyah. And now Avimelech told him, now Yitzhak is very successful. Avimelech is jealous. They sealed all of the wells. And now, after Avram became very successful, he told him that you shall leave. Okay, so let's see over here, what does the Targum of these two psukim say? Pasuk says, leave us, are because Sekefta mi nono lachado, you have become much more powerful than you have become very, very powerful. Tekefta means powerful. Atzamta mi menu, you have become more powerful than us. Okay, and the next pasuk says, Vazal mi taman Yitzchak, he left, Ushra benachlo de grua by Yisuf taman. He left, he packed out. Anything over here interesting? No, nothing over here interesting. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk says, "Vayoshev Yitzchak, Yitzchak, he returned. Vayachor he dug as the beiros hamayim. Yitzchak returned, he dug the pits of water. Shachavu me Avraham aviv. Vayisad mepulishim acharei mois Avraham. Vayikolahem shemois kashemois asher kol hanaviv." So Yitzchak goes and he returns, and he redigs the wells. He redigs the wells that were sealed by. The wells, and he returns and he digs the beiros of mine, which were dug in the days of Avraham, which were closed by the Plishtim after Avraham died. This whole pasuk is a lot of repetition from the previous pasuk, and he calls them by the same exact names. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Vayoshav yayachor habeiros shachavu bei Avraham aviv uplishim sitmum mikoidem shnasa Yitzchak migror." All the wells that were closed before Avraham left to Gror, chosav v'chafaron, Avraham returned. Avraham Avinu returned to to, we dig them. He returned to redig these wells. What is it in Unkelus? Unkelus says over here, Vesof, he returned. The word of something is return. Yitzhak v'chavar yos bered d'maya, di which chafaru b'yomi Avraham avuhi, that was dug in the days of Avraham his father, v'tamonun polishto'ei, and they were sealed. Bosar d'nis Avraham, kolochon shemohon, he called them by the names, kishmohon di havo korele avuhi, he called them by the same exact names. Okay, so over here, he's not saying over here any major chidushin. He seems to be very straightforward. What does the Ma'atzori have to say about this? Over here, Pasuk Yudches in the Ma'atzori, Pasuk Yudches, it says, Pasuk Yudches Tavo Korei Shal Yukorei Loitar Gulosh Nakosov. Okay, the Havo Korei. Okay, nothing here exciting. What does it say over here in this Sefer? Let's see if he has anything over here. Sefer over here. Nope. Okay, next. Let us move ahead. I'm just going to go very quickly because I don't see over here on these pages any until we come across something very exciting. I think when we get to something exciting, we'll on our own, we'll right away know that it's exciting. We'll go look at it. In the meantime, let's learn Chumash Rashi very quickly. Vayoshav, Narigo, Vayachbu, Avdei Yitzhak, Benachol. The servants of Yitzhak, they dug in the Nachal. Vayim, Sushom, they found a be'er, a well of Mayim Chayim. Rashi. Norashi, Punkulus, Vachafodu, Avde Yitzhak Benachlo, Vashkochu, Samon, they found over there a Beira, Demayin Nov Inna. This is a very nice thing here. This is very nice. Over here it says Mayim Chayim. What does it mean, living water? Living water means water that's in motion. This is a very beautiful drasha. Mayim Chayim means water that Nov in flows. Water that flows. Water that flows is called alive. Now I'm sure the Ma'atzari will have something nice to say about this pasuk. This is an exciting expression. He found here Mayim Chayim, pasuk 19. Kimasha Kosav Ibn Ezra Mayim Chayim in Mukam in Avea. Kimano Evan Haaretz Misnanim Ulusmashdim Tamid Lachinim Chayim Ashenkim Kibor Mikva Omdim Kamayim Kamesim Belitunua. Okay, so that's the story. The story over here is, if something moves, that makes it alive. When a person is in motion, it's a beautiful yisoid. A beautiful yisoid that life is defined by movement. Person is traveling, he's growing. Mayim chayim de mayim novin. Okay, next was Pasuk 20, Vayoriv roi gromer Yitzchak. They quarreled, there was a fight. The shepherds of Gor and the shepherds of Yitzchak, what was the fight about? Leimor lanu hamayim, it's our water. Ayikra shema be'er isek. Okay, they called it isek ki his asku imo, ki his asku is a sin. Ki his asku imo. Okay, they dug a well, they found water, there was a fight. Who gets the water? They had a fight, so they called it isek. What does Rashi say on this pasuk? Isek means an ear or a quarrel. Ki his asku imo, nis asku imo, lacha b'liva v'irur. There was a fight. There was a fight over the water. That's why they called it. That is why they called it. They called it Esek. What does the Targum say on this pasuk? Unitzoi, there was a quarrel. Ravosa de Gror, im Ravosa de Yitzchak. Nemar saying, di lo nomaya. It is our water. Ukroshma de Bera Iska. They called it Iska, right? Because is asiku ime. Because they had a quarrel with him. Okay, it's very straightforward. Now we go to the next pasuk. Vayachbu be'acheres. They dug another well. Vayirivu gam olecha. They fought about the next well. Vayikra shema. They called it Sitna. Okay, the second well is called Sitna. Narashi targum v'chaber be'ach achari unitzay af Allah. They fought with it also. Ukros shema Sitna. Pasuk 22. Vayatek misham. They were in two wells. And now they moved. The word vayatek, over here, they call it, they moved misham. Vayach bar beracheres, they didn't know the world. V'loi rovu olecha, they did not fight about it. Vayikos shema rechoi voice. And they called this one rechoi voice. Vayom, they said, kiata, now hirchev Hashem lanu, Hashem has made room for us, uforinu ba'aretz. Okay, so the third well, there was no fighting. And they kept it for themselves, and they called it Rechoi Vois. Miloshoin, Hashem has widened our boundaries, and we now become fruitful in the land. Rashi, Pasuk 22, Ufarinu v'aretz ketargumai v'nafush ba'ara. We can multiply in the land. Targum v'istalak mitaman. They move from there, from Sitna. V'chafar bira achari. They dug another well. V'lo nitzoy ala. They did not fight over it. Ukra shema rechoivos. They called it rechoivos. And why? V'avar, they said ari, because God now, after Hashem lono, Hashem has made room for us. V'nipush ba'ara, and we can be fruitful. V'nipush ba'ara, we can be fruitful in, we can, nipush means the yavshin shinono ba'ara, which basically means that we can increase in land. Let's see what the English translation says for the word of nipush. We can be fruitful. We can be fruitful in the land. Let's see if we have here any other interpretation from the Ma'atzari. Pasuk 22. In the Ma'atzari, the Istalak, okay, that's pretty straightforward. The Yafshi Nono, okay, so here is the word, the Yafshi Nono, Ba'ara, the Yafreinu, to be fruitful. Omnam Nusach Zehu Loi Kelosh Nakosav Ach Mikol Mokam Hu Nusach Yoshon V'yesh Lostes Loitam Shehu Hemshech Lama Shekosav Lufneze Shetol Adam V'Hashem Yisparach Shehirchiv Lohem Okay, so over here he's saying over here a very, very, very important thing. In the Ma'atzar, he's taking note that there are really two gersois. If you look in the Targum, in Targum over here, there are two different gersois. Called it Rechoivos, and he said, Arei now ka'an, arei ka'an, after Hashem lona, Hashem has made room. Afte, I guess afte means made widened, has made room for us. And then, now here there are two words, either the word vinipush or the word viyaf shi nono. Question is, what's the correct word? Is it vinipush or viyaf shi nono? So viyaf shi nono, okay, I don't know, over here in the English they translate it. It to be fruitful. Ufarinu v'aretz. Okay, so over here, let me read again what it says over here, because I don't really think I got it correctly. Yes, here in the Ma'atzar, he has a long entry. He says, V'yaf shinono. He focuses on the word that's in the parentheses. The nun aleph, nusuch acher, v'yaf shinono, will be fruitful. V'yafreinu. The word viaf, this means to be fruitful, to have children. Omnam nusach ze loy hu deloy kelosh nakosov. Now, what's the pasuk? Why not? Why is this not like the losh nakosov? I don't understand what he means. Ach mikol makom hu nusach yoshon. This is an old, ancient version of the Targum. V'yesh loses leitam shehu hemshech l'mash nakosov lifnei ze. The words before that we have room. Shatola hadavar b'Hashem yisparach ki shirchil lohem. Hashem widened the area for them. V'alkein som biftachli b'Hashem shiyafre oisam ba'aretz ba'asid. It's in the future tense. All right, let's go further. Maybe we'll see what it means over here. Nusach Rashi v'nipoish v'nifre she'oiz vav shal ufarinu chobchoy l'loshen asid v'enyin m'chiyach shuchu asid. Ki ash achar harchova tzach zman lifres. Veich yomer ki ata now hirchi v'gam parina. Okay, so I think what he's saying over here is I don't really know. I don't get this. I don't know, it seems like there's an issue over here. Is this the future tense, or is this the present tense? Or is it the past tense? Let me look in the Sefer. In this Sefer, it says, V'nipoish ba'ar, perush parinu, l'shoin over. Ah, here we go. V'yavav mahabchoy le'osid. ובחומשי תימא הנוסח ויאף שיננו עין בשערי ארון. אנא סגל יפרינו וניפש בערו פרש פרינו לשון עובר. ופרינו וארץ עובר, in the past tense, and the vav is מהפכה לאוסף. ונוסח ויאף שיננו. Yeah, I don't know what he's saying. I really don't know what he's saying over here. Something very comical over here. There are two girsos. It's v'nipush and v'yaf shinono. Something over here has to do with the present tense and the future tense. And the word parinu really means the past. In the past, we have been fruitful. When you put a vav before a word, it transformed the word from the past tense to the future tense. In the future, we will be fruitful. So that's how you translate this. Now, the Targum, I'm not sure what he means to say. There are two different sites here in the Targum. I'm not exactly sure which what he means, what he's trying to explain. He says over here in this Sefer that the word V'yaf Shinono appears in the old Chumashim from the Teimonim. The Teimonim were very meticulous in preserving the Mesorah. And in our version, we have v'nipush, nipush. So v'nipush, I don't understand what's trying to say the difference between the tense of these two words. All right, we'll leave with that. Let's go to the next passage. V'yal misham be'er shava, Avraham gets up. Misham be'er shava, which means what? What does he do over here, Rashi? No, Rashi. Misalak mitamon, mitamon be'er shava. I think it means he goes to be'er shava. He goes from there to be'er shava. He went up to Be'er Sheva. He was living in the land of Plishtim. Now he goes to Be'er Sheva. Yirei Elu Hashem, Alay Lahu. Hashem appears to Yisak that night. Vayomun, he says, Anochi I, Elokei Avram Avicha. I am the God of Avram, your father. Al Tir, do not be afraid. Ki Itcho Anochi, I am with you. Uvirachticho, I will bless you. Vihir Be'isio, Zaracha, I will increase your children. Bavur Avraham Abdi, on account of Avraham, my servant. Okay, so let's see over here Rashi. Rashi over here says, no, Rashi Targum says, V'iskli. So Vayero over here, they're putting over here in bracket, in bold word, V'iskli, which indicates that this is not the literal translation. We have to see over here, Hashem became revealed. V'iskli, Hashem became revealed. Lay Hashem Balaila who. Now this, I think what he means over here is that the Targum, that we learned many, many times, is very, very sensitive to not giving you the impression that Hashem is buddy-buddy with man. Hashem is so far removed from humanity. Hashem is so holy, so sacred. We shouldn't dare ever think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our friend, and we can talk to Hashem like we talk to our fellow man. So if you take the pasuk a little bit, Yeroi Lev Hashem, Hashem appeared. Note it sounds like Hashem is a person, and Hashem, you know, he comes knocking on your door. Hey, hello, how you doing today? I want to give you some good news. Chas v'shalom. Hashem is not. Don't make it sound like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He shows up and he says hello. What it means is Hashem allowed himself to be seen. There's a very big difference between saying that Hashem appeared, Hashem went and he said hello, versus saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's always there. Hashem is always present. The only difference HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzem himself. Hashem does not allow himself to be seen. Hashem at this moment allowed himself to be seen. The iskilile Hashem b'leilahu v'amar nisra no elo kei the Avram Avuch lo sitchal. Do not be afraid. Arevikus b'sadoch meimri. And what does that mean? This expression b'sadoch meimri. Ki itcho onoichi. I am with you. So b'sadcha means. Memri means my words will support you. Where do you get the word memri? Ki itcho anoichi. Look at the English. English over here says, do not fear, for I am with you. My word is your support. The literal translation is, Are Bisadoch Memri, have to translate it backwards. My words, or my word, will be for you as a support. Don't say, because again, this is the theme of the Targum. We've had this only 1,000 times. The Targum always will translate the pasuk in such a way to downplay any impression that a person thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to him like he talks to his best friend. Hashem is not a person, he's not a human being. Hashem is God, he's beyond infinite. And therefore it doesn't say that, oh, I will be with you. I'll take around with you, you know, like in the movies. In the movies, when they want to go portray God, so they basically show God as a person. God, he comes down as an old man, and he does miracles, but Hashem is like a person. So Hashem appears, Hashem shows up here, God shows up there. Chas v'shalom, it's apikorsis. And that's what the Targum is always coming to do. He says, when it says that I will be with you, it means that my word, the word that I've spoken, it will be a source of support for you. Ve'evor rechinoch, I will bless you. Ve'aske yos, I will make you great. Yos benoch, bedil because of Avraham Adi, I'll make your son great because of my servant Avraham. Okay, so this is very, very fascinating. Two very fascinating insights into this Targum. Vayera, we like to translate it, appeared. That night, Hashem appeared to him. Targum, no, that's not what it means. In the English over here, they write, Hashem became revealed to him. That's the first principle. And the second is, and he said to him, I will be with you. In the English, fear not, for I am with you. Targum says, what? How dare you say that about Hashem? The proper way to say I will be with you means my word is your support. Very, very interesting. Get a flavor of Targum is Mahalich. There are 100 examples of this. Now in the Ma'atzari, Pasuk Chav Dalet, writes over here, B'sadoch Memri Ma'amori Be'ezroch Perish Lufi HaKavon V'lchem HaKamon. Okay, no comment. He doesn't really say any comment over here. And this Sefer, Pasuk Chav Dalet, he doesn't say anything either. He does say, Harei Harshari Be'ezrochon Ma'amori, also not very much to report home about. Next Pasuk, Pasuk Chav Hei. Vayiven Shom Mizbeach. Yitzchak builds an altar. He wakes up in the morning and he builds an altar. Vayikra b'shem Hashem, he calls out in the name of Hashem. Vayet Shom Maholo, he pitches there his tent. Vayichru Shom Ad Yitzchak Baron, the servants, they dig a fourth well. This is well number four. Four wells. What does Rashi Eliyah say? Rashi Chav, let's read the next pasuk. Pasuk Chav Hei, there's no Rashi, Targum, Uvonot Hamon, Mid Madbecha, Vitzali B'shmo Da Hashem. This is a very important Targum. When it says, Vayikra B'shem Hashem, Vayikra means to pray, to daven. Uferas Hamon Mashkinei, he spreads out. The word Vayet means to spread out. Talmon over there. Mashkinei. Okay, Mashkinei means his tent, I guess. It means a Mishkan. Uchroi Talmon Ad Yitzchak Baron, they dug a well. Now we come to a long Rashi, Ravi Melech. Holachil of Megor, he came to go visit his buddy Avram from Gor. Vachuzas Meireyu, he came with an Achuzas of his Meireyu. And Fichol Sartzel. Now, what does that mean? So, what is Rashi Eliyah saying? He came with an Achuzas Meireyu. What does that mean? Kitargumoy. Like the Targum translates this, Visias Meirachamoyhi. Sias Meoyhavav. A Sia means a group, a collection of people. And the Yesh Parshim Meireyu Mem Yisoyd HaTeva. Doesn't make sense. It's really all Rashi. Sias oyavav, to say the asiyah of his friends. Shem Cain called sias oyavav holachimo. Because then it sounds like it's in the samuch. We have a piece ain't tevas samuch. We ain't tevas samucha. Yesh dugma b'mikra ezras ezras mitzar. Ushechuras v'lom yon. Okay, so let's explain what the issues are. Okay, in Rashi l'choy, whatever Rashi going to say l'choy, we just bring to the Targum. The issues are as follows. It says over here mei rei ehu. Now there are two different ways you can translate this word. Either you can say the word the mem is a prefix. It means from his friends, which means Avimelech had thousands and thousands of friends. Today, he only took with him, a couple of them, 10 of them. Let's say he has 1,000 friends. So today, when he traveled, he took with him on this trip 10 people. But it doesn't mean that's all he has. He has 990 more friends. So the mem of mei re'eu means from a very small selection of the larger amount. Okay, that's one interpretation. Now the problem with that interpretation is then the suf at the end of the word achuzas does not belong there. Because you don't put, but whenever you have a suf at the end of a word that's not part of the root, it automatically means that this word should be connected to the next word. You do not connect two words together when there's a prefix. You don't do that. If what it should say is vachuzas re'ehu. If the mem is not part of the root of the word, and the mem is nothing more than a prefix, and we want to say that achuzas means a selection, achuzas means an achiza, you hold on to a small amount. Shnayim oichazim betalis. Two people are grabbing a garment. Each one grabs the garment at the end point. No one is grabbing the entire garment. Everyone is grabbing the garment and only grabbing part of the garment. So if you want to say that the word, the mem is a prefix, then and you want to connect it to the word ach, and the word achuzas obviously is meant to be connected because there is a sof at the end, then it should say v'achuzas re'ehu. Anachuzas re'ehu. So the mem doesn't belong there. So what then are you going to suggest? That the mem is not a prefix. The mem is a part of the root of the word. And the mem means mei, like a meira. A meira. What's a meira? I don't know. A meira, I guess there is some word. I'm not familiar. That the root is really part of the word. Mem resh ayin. A meira. And it's part, so it's not a prefix. If it's not a, if it's, so that's what it means. It means, now what's the problem with that? What's so terrible with that? What's terrible because then there's no from. There's no from. That then the connotation is all of the people that went with Avimelech, these are his only friends. He doesn't have another friend in the world. The only one that was willing to accompany him to go visit Avraham of Yitzchak were his only friends. There's no one else in the world. That's disgraceful. It's disgraceful to talk about a king like that, even if it is true, that he has no friends. You don't talk about a king and you say the achuzas, the selection of his friends. This is it. It's all he has. You don't talk like that. It's not nice. It's not echert. So we got to have a very big problem. That problem. There's a sof. The sof means that this word achuzas must be juxtaposed to the word, to the next word. In the rules of grammar, when you connect one word to another word, you do not do so where there's a prefix. The rules of grammar demand that when there's smichos, when two words are connected, the second word begins with its root. It is an illegal activity, an illegal activity, an illegal violation of the rules of grammar to connect two words together, and the second word of this team has a prefix. No such thing. When you connect two words together, then the first letter of the second word is part of its root. We know for a fact that these words are going together because there's a suf. Because the word achuz is ochaz. Ochaz means to take hold of. So the suf is an indication that we're going to connect word number one to word number two. That's a given. There's a suf. If that's correct, then it has to be that the mem is the root. If the mem is the root, then the translation of this expression is Avimelech, he went to visit Avram, and he took with him all of his friends. How many friends can he take with you already? 10, 20? That means he has no other friends. So that's a great disgrace. The king, no one likes the king. Everyone that he likes was able to fit in the car with him. That's disgraceful. So what are you going to say? That when it says here the Meri Ehu, the Resh is the first word of the root, and the Mem is a prefix. He took with him a group of friends that are only a subset of a much larger group of friends. But if that's the case, you're violating a rule of grammar which does not allow you to have a suf at the end with a prefix. So Rashi comes to the rescue, and Rashi says, you have to say the mem is a prefix because it's too disrespectful. We have a problem though. What's the suf? So he says, whoever told you that the word achuzas has to be connected to the word meri'ehu? They're not connected. V'achuzas. Achuzas means there was a group of people, and this group of people happened to be some of his friends. It's not meant to be connected. It's not meant to be connected. Oh, why then is there a suf? It should be an oiches. Ve oiches meri'ehu, it should say. Not a chuzas, not a question. I'll give you other examples where we have words that as part of the shipur haloshon, the beauty of writing, we append a suf to the end of a word. So let's read the Rashi again, and then certainly the Targum is going to disagree with this. V'achuzas meri'ehu. The key letters to look at are the letter suf and the letter mem. Ketargumoi, the Targum. V'siyas, the word achuzas means a caravan, a group. Me'rachamoihi. The me' means a prefix. Siyas, one caravan, me oyhavos. It's a prefix. Now Vyesh, now Rashi says, that's what the Targum says, and I want to give the Targum an award. I want to call down the Targum, Unkelus. He should come up and stand on the stage, and we're going to give him a medal for his excellent translation. Now, why do I need to give him a medal? Because there is opposition. There are people out there lurking in the background that don't like this. They don't like this. We have to ask Mayor Appeldorf what he says. Is that you, Mayor Appeldorf? 6775? Okay, so who, I don't know who that is. Who's 6675? Who's that phone number? 1347219? Yep, it's him. So what is the meaning of V'yesh? Ketarguma v'siyas V'yesh poishim mir'eyu mem mi'soid ha'teiv. K'mo shloishim, how do you know this? There's a precedent that friends, it's called a me'ra. Shloishim me're'im. Shloishim d'shimshoim. There the mem is part of the root. K'dei sh'tei, why would you want to go do that? K'dei sh'tei tevas achuzas d'vuka. Because then the two words go together. Aval ains that that's not a very nice thing, because then it means that the mem is going to be part of the root. Then no longer is it from. That means that Avimelech didn't have any friends. I wonder why he didn't have any friends. Aval ains there a cheretz l'daber al amalchus came to talk about the king like that. Sias oyavov. All he has is one caravan. Shemkein kol siyas erev ha'elachimo. Everyone that he likes, all of his friends are with him. There's no one else. V'lo ha'eloi ela siachas sholev. Only had one caravan. L'chein liyefo yesh l'poish ha'belosh narish. Like we said originally, it means a group of a siya me'oi havav. Oh, but then the question is, why then is there a tov at the end of the word v'achuzas? It should say v'oicheiz me'i re'ehu. V'altisma la'tov shel achuzas. V'yaf al pi she'ein teva smucha. But then it turns out that we're not attaching the two words together. We're going to translate them separately. Achuzas means there was a group, period. And it happens to be that in this group, there was Mei Rei Ahav. Don't worry about that. You can do that even though there's a Sof. I'll show you other examples in Tanakh where the two words are next to each other and they're not a unit. They're separate. And even though they're separate, the first word of the unit concludes with a Sof in order to beautify the language, not because we're following the rules of grammar. There's nothing following it. For example, Ez Ros Mitzor. And there it doesn't mean, it means, in Ezer it means, I don't even know what it means over there. We learned this here. Ez Ros Mitzor means, they're two separate words. Tsar means an enemy. Ez Ros means help. Help from, I don't even know what it means there. But whatever it means in that pasuk, Rashi is telling us that the two words are not to be connected. Ushchuras, a person is drunk, but v'loy miyoyin. Here it's certainly not samuch. Ushchuras means, say shikur. He's intoxicated, but not because he drank wine, because of some other reason. So why is there a saf? It's not samuch. The answer is, it doesn't have to be samuch. Sometimes we can use a flowery lashon, even though we're not having smichas. But now, what does the Targum say? We already read the Targum, we already know that. Rabbi Melech Ozal Vosei Negro V'Siyas Me Rachamoy Hi. Okay, Rachamoy means a friend, like an Oyev. So the Mem is a prefix, and that's why Rashi has given the Targum Shevach. I agree with you. Ordinarily, Rashi rips him apart. Today is a good day. An Eitz Ratzon, gave him a compliment, like a Kiddush, and no tachanun, that's the most important thing. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Tonight by Ma'ariv, no tachanun, because Unkelus Rashi gave Unkelus, so tonight when you daven Ma'ariv, no tachanun, it's on me. It's on my plates. Okay, Mayor. Zai and Belinda, thanks for coming. Heshi Klein, thank you for coming. Zai Gesund.
I don't know why I can't hear you. I got to dial in. I don't know what's getting me.
Maybe it's very busy. There's not enough bandwidth. Sometimes during time of the day, people are very busy. There's not enough bandwidth to go around for everyone.
Where it could be that the room that I like to be in has the least
least Wi-Fi. You need a repeater. You need to get a Wi-Fi repeater. I don't even know
repeater,
you have to.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever. A booster, whatever.
Okay, doke.
Thank you, Kyle.